So he told me about the wounds of Christ's blessing. You do it with holy water or holy oil, and you put the sign of the cross, and you bless yourself in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you put this on your forehead, both eyes, both ears, your nose, your mouth, your throat, the nape of your neck, over your heart, palms of both hands, tops of both feet, and the right side of your torso. Now, it sounds like a lot, but it takes about a minute to do. But if you're having crazy dreams at night and you're wondering, are these dreams satanic? Or is just because I watched horror movies my whole life and now I'm just having dreams of those horror movies? Well, do this blessing. And if all your bad dreams are gone, then it was demons whispering to you. If they're still there, then it's your brain. That's just what's happening. You know, maybe you can find a way to reprogram yourself, and so you'll have different dreams than what you're having. But demons can't speak through that which is holy. So if you're putting on the wounds of Christ blessing, and suddenly all your horrible dreams go away, your sex dreams go away, your whatever it is that you're having that bothers you, if it goes away, demons were just torturing you, you know, and now they can't. You have to keep doing it. You're going to have to do it every night when you go to bed. But, I mean, how hard is that? Buy olive oil, have it blessed by your priest. Instant holy oil.
Is that what that blessing is called, the Wounds of Christ blessing, or does it have a specific name?
It's the Wounds of Christ blessing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for the effort that people have to try to have good sleep, I'm sure this is no effort at all. Anyway, it should be part of our regular routine.
And everything, I mean, if you have access to holy water and holy oil and exercise salt, why not cook with it? You know, if you think that, oh, I'm sure my husband or daughter or son or wife is possessed, why don't you cook with all that and see how they react to it? You know, if there's no reaction, there's a good chance they're probably not possessed.
Yeah.
You know, I gave a test. I had an exorcist that he said he couldn't determine if this person was schizophrenic or possessed. He said that the symptoms they have mimic both. Do you have a test to test that? And I said, funny you should ask. I just had given a test to somebody else. And I said, get a spray bottle and put tap water in it. But put a label on the outside of it that says holy water. Got holy water and put like a picture of a crucifix on it, or actually put a crucifix on it and let it just hang off the bottle, and it says holy water, and put it someplace in the room that's a prominent place. So when this person comes into your office, they see that bottle, and tell them that you want to see if this burns the demon or not. It may not. It doesn't always work. And spray her with it. And if she flops around on the floor talking about how bad it burns, you know she's schizophrenic, because that's just regular tap water. And he was like, you're brilliant. He says, I've never thought of doing something like that. So he did it. And sure enough, she's schizophrenic.
It's, you know, it's good to know that that's obviously something that a layperson can do if they're ever wondering.
There's also a test like put a drop of holy oil on your finger. And then somebody comes into your house, you think they're possessed, you welcome them into your house and slap them on the back. It's a regular gesture that anybody can do to anybody. But if you did it to a possessed person and they just touch their back with holy oil, it's going to burn. Or put, you know, you've got your dad likes to sit on a certain recliner. And he sits there every day, and you think he's possessed. So you take some exercise salt and put it under the seat cushion. He goes and sits down, and he jumps up and says, something either burned or stabbed me in the butt. It really hurt. I don't know what it is. And he feels all over, doesn't feel anything, sits back down, and stabs him again. You know, he stands up. Okay, I'm going to sit on the couch today. You know, he might have some kind of demonic, at least attachment, because he's not able to sit on that.